is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey for holding it down for us in New York City. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Of course, we are talking about the Super Bowl and its aftermath. And then what's next after the Super Bowl? We know the Philadelphia Eagles are going to have their parade on Friday. I hope it is a civilized gathering of millions of people. Got NBA action getting ready to pick up. Looks like Luka Doncic is going to make his debut tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis went down over the weekend. And then how about this? About an hour ago, we learned that a former Major League Baseball star, he joins the owner's circle in basketball. I'll explain in a second. You can always listen to this show on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. You can tune in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to call up, you can do that too. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. This portion of the show was brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Right before we went to break, we talked about everything Super Bowl. The Eagles winning. The Chiefs saying that they're going to utilize this as motivation. Later on in the show, we're going to have a guest who will join us to talk about the Chiefs. And Blair Kirchhoff covers them for the Kansas City Star. We'll take a deeper dive into what they need to do to get back to winning a championship. Crazy thing to say when they were right at the doorstep here. So there's a lot that we have to get into that we'll continue to get into on the NFL side of things. I do want to share this with you. Right before we got on air, and we got now a statement and a little bit more details, the Minnesota Timberwolves are going to switch hands. Well, they're one more step away from switching hands and being owned by Alex Rodriguez. That's right, A-Rod, the man who can't get into the Baseball Hall of Fame because of all the steroid stuff. You know, one of the greatest hitters of all time. Alex Rodriguez and his partner, Mark Lurie, they have been granted the ability to purchase both the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Minnesota Lynx from Glenn Taylor. Now, you might recall this. Back in 2021, Alex Rodriguez and Mark Lurie, they agreed to buy a stake in the Minnesota Timberwolves for $1.5 billion. Now, they had already bought 40% of the team. They were expected to come up with the rest of the money. They had one investment group that had pulled $300 million, and then it was reported that Michael Bloomberg, yes, of Bloomberg, might as well be Daddy Warbucks, that he agreed to put up some cash. And then the owner of the Minnesota Timberwolves, Glenn Taylor, he said, no, I'm not selling anymore. Y'all didn't come up with the money fast enough. And so it appeared that he had pulled the rug out from underneath them and basically said, I'm not selling to you. And logic would lead you to believe that the valuation of the Minnesota Timberwolves went up last season when the team had success, when it looked like the Minnesota Timberwolves with, you know, Carl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards and Rudy Gobert, it looked like they were actually going to go out there and do some damage. And he apparently changed his mind. And so they went to arbitration, and the panel has said, Alex Rodriguez, Mark Lurie, this team is yours. Now, Glenn Taylor, he put out a statement, because that's what else a billionaire is going to do, right? He says, Becky and I were disappointed by this 2-1 decision from the arbitration panel. We will review this decision thoroughly prior to making any further comment. We would like to express our sincere appreciation to Timberwolves and Lynx players, staff, and loyal fans for their support. So where does this leave this? Where does this leave the Minnesota Timberwolves? Well, they now stare and stand at a place where the owners have to vote and approve them in. That's it. Now, I don't know what Glenn Taylor has up his sleeve. I don't know if this arbitration is final. I don't know if they can continue on and sue. I have no idea. This is the reality. Alex Rodriguez, even though he's not the, you know, the money man, we certainly know he's going to be front and center, as he has been, with the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's it. Alex Rodriguez is going to walk around like he owns the place. Well, because he does. He may not have all the cash in there. But we're going to see how much of a boss that Alex Rodriguez happens to be. Glenn Taylor is 83 years old. And I don't know how you feel about Glenn Taylor. I feel like, to me, he kind of reneged on the deal that he had with Alex Rodriguez, who hasn't necessarily always been the most honest of individuals himself. Kevin Garnett hates Glenn Taylor. That's how people feel about this guy. And so when you have one of the most iconic, you know, not one of, Kevin Garnett is the most iconic player that has ever played for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And the owner is not even in his good graces. I think the fans might be happy, too, that Glenn Taylor is going to go. Welcome to a new era. We got these athletes making so much money. They can buy parts of franchises now. That's not how things used to be. Tom Brady has a piece of the Raiders. Alex Rodriguez has a piece of the Minnesota Timberwolves. Hickey, here's the reality, though. I don't know if this is going to make much of a difference. Besides Alex Rodriguez sitting courtside with some woman every game, what's this doing for the T-Wolves?
I mean, remember a few years ago when it seemed like they were basically on the cusp of buying it? What was the first thing or first order of business that the rumored or reported they were going to do?
Cutting payroll.
Cut salary. And there's a question about Cat.
Yeah, he's gone.
Right. I'm with you. Like, they're not coming in here and they're not going to be like Matt Ishbia going to the Suns and making that big-time deal to get Kevin Durant like almost immediately. I mean, Cat's gone, so maybe you don't have to make that big-time trade now if you're A-Rod, but it seemed like budget was tightening and there's not going to be a lot of spending right now in Minnesota.
No, I can't imagine. What are we going to see? Anthony Edwards running around out there by himself? Looks like that already. I mean, nobody, and this is sad, because he might go down as one of the most disrespected Hall of Famers ever. Rudy Gobert is going into the Hall of Fame. This is a four-time Defensive Player of the Year, and it seems that his own contemporaries, people in the media, people can't stand Rudy Gobert. You think about all the draft picks that they gave up to get him from Utah. It's not looking good in Minnesota. Let me put it that way. I've said this for months. Tom Brady is a benefit, I believe, to the Raiders just because of what's in between his ears. Now, there's no direct correlation to being a great player and being excellent in a managerial perspective or an ownership space. But it's not like Alex Rodriguez is telling me how to, you know, hit a home run. It's not like Alex Rodriguez, and I don't know if I want his advice for hitting for power. It may not come with legal circumstances. But I'm going to trust Alex Rodriguez about driving in a run, not hitting a three-point shot. And I don't know. Alex Rodriguez, he might be enemy number one in Minnesota, or people might not even give a damn. It was quite hilarious when Anthony Edwards, who's always claimed to know a little bit about everything under the sun, when he was first asked about Alex Rodriguez, Hickey, do you remember he said he had no idea who he was?
No, I don't remember that. Really?
Yeah. Early on. And when it's early in the process, he just, I don't know who that is. He said, I don't know who A-Rod is. I don't know who that is.
Well, better to know him pretty quickly and fast here. You better be his new boss.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Alex Rodriguez goes viral for Anthony Edwards' interaction. Okay, a secret handshake. Anthony Edwards on his feelings about, here we go. 3 years ago, Alex Rodriguez respond. Oh, man, and I got to prove, Hickey, I can't even use the internet and not prove I'm a human. They're like, hey, prove that you're a human if you want to look at this site.
Check that box.
Yeah, right.
Which, go figure, with AI, they can't figure out how to check their own box. Interesting.
Ah, come on now. Alex Rodriguez responds after Timberwolves Anthony Edwards says, I don't know who that is. This is 2021. Anthony Edwards isn't quite as familiar with Rodriguez. In fact, Edwards doesn't even know who Rodriguez is. I don't know who that is. I know he's going to be the owner, but I don't know anything about baseball. Okay. There we go. Oh, well, well. Whether you believe him or not, they know each other now. Good for him. Let's see what happens with Alex Rodriguez. And speaking of people having tons of money, nowadays the modern athlete, they don't even have to wait until they retire to go ahead and get a stake of a team. None. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, with his big old contract, almost $500 million. Patrick Mahomes has a stake in the Kansas City Chiefs. And we know he's not going anywhere. He's not leaving Kansas City. That sure as hell is not going to happen. But after last night, people are chopping him down once again. People are taking a look at Patrick Mahomes, and they're trying to figure out if and when he's going to get another Super Bowl, which makes the entire conversation about his career and the comparisons to Brady and his greatness, I find him to be obnoxious. Because I think if he plays, he'll continue to get another one or maybe two. But the thought that he's just going to automatically win, you know, three in a row, that's tough in and of itself. And so when you think about this, Andy Reid, from his time with the Philadelphia Eagles and now with the Kansas City Chiefs, Andy Reid is 3-3 when it comes to Super Bowls. Patrick Mahomes is now 3-2. We saw when they lost to the Bucks, got smashed 31-9. He was running for his life. Last night, he was running for his life. Travis Kelce isn't what he used to be. The offensive line, the last time we saw Patrick Mahomes getting beat up in the Super Bowl, the line stunk. This year, the line stunk. You had to move a guard and Joe Tooney to play tackle. It's terrible all the way around. And so it seems like deja vu with the Kansas City Chiefs. You need an offensive line to protect Patrick Mahomes. And he needs some weapons. Not old, busted up, run-of-the-mill guys trying to see what they have left in the tank. The Juju Smith-Schusters and the Hollywood Browns and the Hopkins of the world. Nah, they need to invest in some new talent. Xavier Worthy worked out as the year went on. But that offense being ranked 15th, how many times you going to ask Patrick Mahomes to work miracles? It's time for another adjustment, and I'm sure we will see them bounce back like we have in the past. Andy Reid was asked about this last night. With so much online and so much at stake, are y'all going to win three in a row? Are you going to be the first Super Bowl-era team to win three in a row? You're going to be the first team to three-peat since Kobe and Shaq in all sports? Andy Reid had to answer the question whether or not they were distracted.
Listen, I don't think so. I mean, it's hard playing in this. I mean, this is a tough game. It's best against the best. And so I think they're more focused on that than they are three-peats and all that stuff. That wasn't a big issue there.
Man, you just got to win the game. Everybody understands the consequences of it. Meanwhile, we had the Philadelphia Eagles last night reminding everybody that, yeah, we heard all the three-peat talk, and we heard that they had to strike a deal with Pat Riley because he owns the trademark. We heard all of that. Whatever's going to get you going, whatever's going to go out there and motivate you. I think the Chiefs will be right back to where they were last year or yesterday. Or this past season, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win 10-plus games, 12-plus games. Kansas City Chiefs will be right back into the postseason. And I assume that they're going to do some work on the offensive line and get some weapons in that Patrick Mahomes can get the ball to. And as long as Patrick Mahomes is on the team and that they are not ripped to shreds in regards to injury or on the roster, I expect them to compete for a championship. They were one game away from winning yesterday. And they ran up against a superior team with a defense that just lit them up. That's it. It's not like the Kansas City Chiefs need to They'll just go through a whole makeover. They need a tune-up, similar to what we saw a few seasons ago. Kansas City Chiefs are not going anywhere. And yeah, I guess we can pump the brakes on Patrick Mahomes, you know, having seven championships. What are the odds that he wins three championships in a row at some point in his career? Now he got to start from ground zero, so let's just throw that out the window. He's great. If Patrick Mahomes retired tomorrow, he'd still go into the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest football players, one of the best quarterbacks of all time. And last night's loss doesn't change any of that for Mahomes. Pretty hilarious. After the game, there was none of this Patrick Mahomes. How much did he pay the refs? There was no, you know, who is your favorite referee? DeAndre Hopkins actually spoke to the media, and he wanted to know where all the comments were about some of the calls that were missed last night. Listen to what Hopkins said.
I saw a lot of things in the media about the refs, but obviously what y'all going to say now about the refs and us when there was a lot of touchy calls? Are y'all going to report that? Are y'all going to talk about the refs now?
Okay, well, I mean, he can say what he wants to say after the game is over. I don't think it's so much of the media as the fans and people on social media. People looking at some of the calls, and just a couple of weeks ago, early in the postseason, looking at Patrick Mahomes going, can you breathe on the guy or are you going to get penalized? If you look at him the wrong way, is it going to be rough in the passer? And so I think that's misguided anger or an expectation that the media needs to respond. Y'all got your asses whooped. There was no singular play call in that game last night, all things considered, that was going to change the outcome in what was a pure annihilation. Looking at a referee wasn't going to fix the offensive line. Looking at a referee wasn't going to put you back into some type of time warp before your injuries. Kansas City Chiefs are going nowhere. Little fix of the offensive line, a couple of offensive weapons, I think they will be perfectly fine. You can't win them all? Go ahead and ask Tom Brady. We even got Nick Foles making jokes last night about Tom Brady being in attendance for another Eagles victory. Hickey, did you see Nick Foles saying Tom Brady's like a good luck charm?
No, that was one of the commercials, right?
No, Nick Foles tweeted that after the game.
Oh, I did not see that tweet. I know they had a commercial with those two that I missed. Oh, wow.
Nick Foles, he's quite bold. He don't got nothing to lose. He said that Tom Brady is like a good luck charm. Yeah. What a world. Did you pay attention to Tom? There was nothing to judge him on, by the way. It was an ass whooping. What was there for Tom Brady to say in the game?
You know, not a lot. I thought he was fine. I thought it was probably his better, one of the best games he had all season. But again, that's not saying much. I think he definitely improved from the start of the year to the end of the year. It wasn't bad. I don't think he embarrassed himself. He didn't get maybe too nervous in a big time moment. I thought it was fine. Like you said, the game didn't allow for him to, in the second half, really give any big-time breakdowns. Not that he's been doing that a lot anyway, but he's fine.
Yeah, I don't know what you say when the team is beating up on the other one 34 to nothing. There's not much to say. Tell us stories about when you were in the Super Bowl. You know, what were you doing at halftime? I don't know. We'll see what Tom Brady does next year. His second year on Fox, second year, I guess first full year of running the Raiders. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And Kansas City Chiefs, everybody rooting for them to lose, sick of them losing or winning. They lost last night. Throw yourself a parade. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. I guess the Kansas City Chiefs at this point, they have established themselves as one of the premier teams. They are one of the premier teams in the NFL. The Los Angeles Lakers, damn it, between them and the Celtics, they are the premier Tiffany franchise of the NBA. The Los Angeles Lakers had a setback over the weekend, and it looks like they might be taking a step forward in a few hours with Luka Doncic. I'll explain on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Re-Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know, lost amongst all of the crazy things over Super Bowl weekend and Super Bowl week, and we know the NBA, we said it last week, they sucked up and swallowed a lot of the headlines. There was nothing spectacular. There was nothing groundbreaking that came out of Super Bowl media week. It was a week ago that we heard that Myles Garrett wanted to be traded from the Cleveland Browns. And we'll get to this. How about this in the next break? We'll talk about Aaron Rodgers. We learned yesterday that the New York Jets met with Aaron Rodgers and told him, no thanks. We're going to move on from Mr. Rodgers. Now, I guess he's going to be playing in another neighborhood. And pardon for the pun. But outside of all of that, right before we got into Super Bowl media week and opening night and all of that, it's been about a week since we learned that Luka Doncic was traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Los Angeles Lakers in what is one of the most ridiculous trades that you will probably ever witness in your life. Anthony Davis goes to the Dallas Mavericks, and Luka Doncic looks like he will go ahead and make his debut tonight for the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, that's good on Luka Doncic. The Lakers will host the Utah Jazz, and we'll see what Luka does. That game is scheduled to tip in about 3 hours from now. That's actually going to be a nationally televised game. And so go ahead, look for it, and tune in if you want to see Luka probably make his debut. Not too shabby for a guy. Last year, any year can lead the league in scoring. Can put up 30-plus points a game, grab 8 to 10 rebounds. He is a freak of nature. Now, Anthony Davis made his debut for the Dallas Mavericks on Saturday. Let's remember this. Anthony Davis and Luka Doncic were both hurt when the trade took place. Anthony Davis last year played a career high 76 games. It sounds crazy, but he did it. This year, he had a strained muscle in his chest when he was traded to the Mavs. And so, and what will probably be his entire career with the Dallas Mavericks, because this has been his entire career, period, whether it's in New Orleans or whether it's with the Los Angeles Lakers. Anthony Davis showed up on Saturday night. The Dallas Mavericks beat the Houston Rockets 116-105. Anthony Davis showed out. He showed why he is one of the NBA's top 75 of all time, blah, blah, blah. Anthony Davis, 26 points, 16 rebounds, and 7 assists in 31 minutes. And then Anthony Davis, and trying to defend a guy running into the paint without being touched, pushed, moved, shoved. He literally moved to his left. He grabbed his waist. He doubled down in pain on the floor. Anthony Davis had to leave the game with an adductor strain. It's been reported that Anthony Davis is likely to be gone for the next month. This is what Nico Harrison of the Dallas Mavericks traded for. He got rid of a guy who just dragged the Dallas Mavericks to a championship, or at least the finals. We know who won, the Celtics did. He got rid of one of the best players that we've seen in the NBA in the past 25 years for a guy who can never stay healthy. Why? I guess because Luka Doncic has a bad attitude. Maybe because he's fat. Maybe they think he drinks too much. I have no idea. But what the hell you got back? And Anthony Davis makes no sense. Guy can't even show up to work. This is sad. Chandler Parsons used to play for the Dallas Mavericks, another guy with an injury history. He was on FanDuel TV, and he says the fact that Anthony Davis can't walk across the street without pulling his groin, he says it makes this trade even worse.
if you look at both of these guys, Anthony Davis and Luka, there's been more question and concern on AD's health than Luka's health. That's why I never really understood this narrative about Luka being out of shape or not available. He plays more than Anthony Davis, and he's 6 years younger. So like the whole justifying of that never really made sense to me and never really added up to me. He's not quite like a Joel Embiid Zion. He's nowhere near that, but you have to factor in him missing some time. And that's a huge risk that they're taking there.
Hickey, does Nico Harrison, does he quit or does he get fired? Which one happens first?
After that rally outside the stadium on Saturday, I would quit.
Oh, my God.
I would get out of Dodge. I would save my mental health. I would go hide somewhere for a long time.
It is crazy to me. It is still Hickey, did you hear the owner of the Dallas Mavericks? He said that, you know, we need to bring on guys who are going to, you know, work hard. And one of his examples was Shaquille O'Neal from like 25 years ago.
Yeah, that's when you don't have basketball people making decisions or having to speak on basketball things, not good. Or when you can't justify the trade, even though you approved it, maybe you start reaching and grasping for straws.
It's like, oh, yeah, we need guys who work hard like Tim Duncan and Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal. What? Okay, all right. Last time I looked, Shaquille O'Neal, one of the biggest things was that he didn't work as hard as he could have. He actually admitted that and said it himself. Now, I feel real bad for the Dallas Maverick fans, and they're well within their right to just be pissed off at everything that's taking place. This is embarrassing. That's the word. And embarrassing, you know, the Los Angeles Lakers, they're dealing with their own issues. God bless them. They get to keep Luka Doncic. The big man that they try to acquire, Mark Williams from the Charlotte Hornets, he didn't pass his physical. And so this is odd, right? You make a trade. Everybody knows that you are gone. And now it's done. So Dalton Connect is back with the Los Angeles Lakers. Today they say he is out due to personal reasons. I guess he's going to have to suck it up. What else is he going to do? And then Mark Williams could barely play in the first place. And so the Los Angeles Lakers don't have the rim-running big man that they thought that they were going to have. Shams was on ESPN. This is from Saturday. He explained why the trade was rescinded.
Sources tell me that the Lakers have failed Mark Williams on his physical exam. I'm told they found multiple issues in that exam. And it's about the extent of the injury of what they got and what they found. And in that exam, clearly they found some issues. And people have talked about his back being an issue. I'm told that that was not the reason of the failed physical. So they found a couple of other issues in his physical exam that they did not expect.
Man, it could be his foot. It could be his back. Hickey, when you're 7 feet tall, your whole body's just going to hurt, okay? I don't care how young you are. Your back, everything's going to hurt.
It's a lot of body to throw out there. Like you said, gets hit, dinged up. Unfortunately, makes sense.
It's also sad. And we heard this yesterday. Hickey, did you get a chance to see Hubie Brown's last game? I know we'll talk about it later.
I know I said I'd try on Friday.
Oh, no.
I did not make good on that promise.
You didn't see a second of Hubie Brown?
I did not see a second of Hubie Brown's last game.
Hickey, I almost shed a tear. Come on.
I thought about it in like the third quarter. It's probably like, I don't know what time games are, 2, so like about 4 o'clock. I'm like, maybe I'll put it on. But I'm like, what is putting it on in the middle of the third quarter going to do? I feel like either the beginning or the end, the middle just did not seem to make sense. So,
Giannis didn't play because I think his ankle is busted up or something with his leg. He's going to be gone for a while. Joel Embiid, he played and. Hickey, the whole show was a thank you to Hubie Brown, the whole show, from beginning to end, whole show.
I mean, the Sixers stink. Like you said, no Giannis. I saw Lisa Salter said that he's probably going to need another surgery in the offseason. Great. I'm sure Sixers fans are fired up to hear that.
Oh, so, Embiid, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, yeah, I mean, as it should, maybe that's part of the reason. Well, I'm sure his Panther thought they'd get a better matchup, but maybe that's a good thing. Blessing in disguise that now instead of the game being about Giannis versus Embiid, it's let's honor Hubie, even though we stuffed it on, you know, Super Bowl Sunday at a time when probably not many people are watching at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday. Let's throw it there, and now let's make it all about him.
Well, you got to get QB on when you can, okay?
That's what? True. No, you're right. You're right.
Yesterday was the day they got him on. It almost made me shed a tear. No, it was actually pretty good to see the players. Damian Lillard came over and gave him a five. Brooke Lopez came over. A couple of the players came over afterwards. The referees presented him with the game ball. I mean, it's just rare you see someone who's had such a long career like his still going at 91 years old. And I mean, a lot of cases, you don't get a chance to thank people while they're still there, while they're still active. And he got that yesterday. You know, what this means for Hubie Brown moving forward into the future, I have no idea. But at least he certainly had a chance to feel that and hear it yesterday, especially Mike Breen, who's a pro's pro, leading the way right next to him. So, yeah, Super Bowl, that game stunk. That basketball game stunk yesterday. But at least they showed some love to Hubie Brown. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, speaking of the future, this broke yesterday afternoon. What does the future hold for Aaron Rodgers? Apparently, his future with the New York Jets, there is none. We'll talk about what we learned yesterday.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, we learned yesterday. Well, we didn't learn yesterday, but ESPN ABC certainly honored and showed love to Hubie Brown, calling his last NBA game at the age of 91 years old. Well, around the same time on Fox, if you were sitting around watching the pregame, I did not see a minute. Hickey, did you see any pregame before the game yesterday?
I did, and I tuned in right at the time of the Eli versus Peyton field goal kicking competition.
Oh, that was that took place live on Fox, not on Fox, right?
Yeah, no, I think it did.
Oh my God, they are everywhere.
They are everywhere.
I saw them in the commercial. I didn't know that aired live on Fox prior. My God.
Oh, yeah.
Eli drilled it. I saw that.
They both missed the first one from 25 yards. Peyton doinked it off the upright on the 20-yarder, and then yeah. Eli is the one that, like you said, you saw right down the middle from 20.
Yeah. It's just nuts to me that Eli Manning is actually an athlete. And I know this is someone I believe is a Hall of Famer. He will get there. Hickey, he looks like he should be doing my taxes. Why don't they put him in TurboTax?
He does, right? With that quarter zip on and the button down underneath, he definitely looks like someone who can help maybe find some extra write-offs that normally wouldn't be there.
Yeah, it's just like, what, this guy plays quarterback in the NFL? What are we doing here? Okay.
And got hit, was tough, never came out.
Right,
beat
right.
Tom Brady twice. Yeah, by looks can be deceiving.
Yeah, that Manning family is... It's certainly different. Can't wait to see what Arch does later on this year for Texas. Speaking of later on this year, I told you that in the afternoon, if there was any piece of news that dropped that was worth a damn, it was this little bit of information shared by Jay Glazer on Fox. Listen to this.
I've learned that Aaron Rodgers flew back to New Jersey this week to meet with the Jets about his future. Met with the team head coach and the GM, only to be told that they want to move on from him. Now, the thing is, what does Aaron want his player or not? What happens? Did they trade him? Do they cut him? Whatever it is, but the fact that Aaron actually used his own plane to fly there to find out what the decision probably means that Aaron still wants to play another year, just not going to be for the Jets.
Oh, my goodness. I don't want to say that's hilarious. I like the fact that Jay Glazer pointed out that Aaron Rodgers used his own jet. He flew from Los Angeles. I don't know where the hell the guy lives, but he flew from California out to New Jersey just to be told, we don't want you. Hickey, would you want that news shared with you over Zoom to save you time, or would you rather hear it face to face?
I think, especially since you don't know them, right? Aaron Glenn, new GM coming in for the Jets, saving the trip across country. I'm sure he's got enough. He definitely has enough money to where one private jet trip across the country is not going to, you know, just to hear bad news like that's not going to kill him.
It still costs a lot of money.
It does. Save the money. Save the long plane ride back because you just got broken up with. Give me a little Zoom link. Say it there and we'll move on.
Wow. I mean, I don't know. Maybe he took some stuff out of his house and, well, he's rich. What do I need? What does he need to move anything for, right? Put his stuff in a truck and just have it
someone else driving.
Yeah, just have it there in a couple of days. Don't have to lift a finger. If I'm him, I'm like, man, at least maybe I could take my books with me on a plane and figure out the rest. But who cares? Maybe he stayed in New Jersey. Probably not. You think he stayed in New Jersey?
No way.
Nah, for what, right? It's cold up. It's cold upstairs. It's cold up there, right?
It is cold up here. And it's like staying in the house after your girlfriend breaks up there. Why would you stay there? Get out.
All right. You don't want to stay there. He's probably sleeping in some hole somewhere in Oregon right now. Here's the reality if you are Aaron Rodgers. I think he is going to continue to play. I would expect to see him with the Steelers next year or the Rams or Minnesota. That's it. And Minnesota, I kind of put them last. And, you know, maybe not Minnesota. If you're Kevin O'Connell and you got J.J. McCarthy in the building, do you want to stunt his development by bringing in Aaron Rodgers? And we heard how open Aaron Rodgers was reportedly to, you know, kind of rearing and helping a young quarterback who they would bring in. And we've seen he's verbally talked about Mike Tomlin. If you're the Steelers, do you want to entertain that? Or do you want to go all in on someone like Justin Fields? Do you want to bring Russell Wilson back? I think he's going to continue. And then if you're Sean McVay, do you say, oh, we're going to, you know, get rid of Stafford and then, you know, try to develop a young QB and have Aaron Rodgers? There are limited spots for Aaron Rodgers to return to play. Buffalo doesn't need quarterback. Miami doesn't need a quarterback. The Jets are dumping him. New England doesn't need one. Baltimore doesn't need one. Cincinnati doesn't need one. Why in the hell, out of all the stupid decisions, would the Cleveland Browns and Aaron Rodgers get together? Houston doesn't need him. Indianapolis. Hickey, is there a chance there? No, right?
No. Stay far away.
Jacksonville doesn't need him. Why Aaron Rodgers would show up in Tennessee, I have no idea. I understand that they may move or trade back from the number one overall spot in a draft this year. Kansas City doesn't need him. The Chargers don't need him. Denver doesn't need him. I can't see Aaron Rodgers agreeing to go to Vegas. A, they're rebuilding. And then just the ego aspect of working for Tom Brady, not happening. Philly doesn't need him. Washington doesn't need him. Dallas doesn't need him. Why would he play for the Giants? Giants are going to end up drafting a QB. Detroit doesn't need him. Green Bay doesn't need him. Chicago doesn't need him. Tampa doesn't need him. Here in Atlanta, we don't need him. Carolina, no reason. New Orleans, no reason. Seattle? Oh, no, I don't think so. Arizona? No. San Francisco? No. They're going to give Purdy a big deal. The pickings are slim, Hickey. What do you think Aaron Rodgers is going to do?
I think he's going to continue to try to play, but you just kind of outlined it. I don't see one team that would want him. Like, who would really want a 41-year-old quarterback who, by all indications, still wants full control of an organization in terms of who's coaching him, who he's throwing the ball to, and for a guy that can't stay healthy? I know he didn't miss a game this year for the Jets, but his body's breaking down. We saw him hobbling around, was not mobile. He's a shell of himself. When you hear, like, with the headache that he still is at his age and lack of production mobility, even though teams have quarterback openings, I don't know why anybody would want him next year.
I think he's been humbled. I don't think, and I know that sounds crazy to say for Aaron Rodgers, the element of I need to run the team and I need to have input and I need to have this person coaching me, I think we're past that. I think if Aaron Rodgers wants to continue to play football, he understands that I need to go somewhere where I can fit in and maybe bring Davante Adams, maybe. And that's it. Like, he had the pick of the litter when he got to the New York Jets to try and dictate, you know, who, what, when, and where. They bring in Alan Lazard. They try to bring in players that would make him happy. They had Nathaniel Hackett as coordinator. I think at this point it's just, can I go play somewhere where I can get a chance and where I have an opportunity to win? If he doesn't end up with the Steelers, I think it's a rough trudge upstream for Aaron Rodgers. But I mean, what a crazy way it would be for Aaron Rodgers to end his career the way it just finished with the New York Jets. What a tough way to go. I think he's going to continue to play. I think he feels physically capable of doing so. And I don't know if the ego, I mean, and we know he has one. Anybody with a Netflix special, four parts, has an ego, especially this guy. He is a piece of work. And let's see what happens with Aaron Rodgers. I think it is Steelers or bust. If you're a Steelers fan, would you want Aaron Rodgers on your team? I know you're probably trying to get rid of Mike Tomlin, but would you want Aaron Rodgers? You didn't learn from the Jets. I wouldn't want that headache. Mike Tomlin has to listen to him on Pat McAfee every week? I don't see that flying. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Aaron Rodgers, he's burned some bridges. Not a lot of respect. We come back on the other side. I'm going to talk about a QB garnering respect. His name is Jalen Hurts. Don't move.